This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, ask folks, what are they loyal to? What are you loyal to? You think about that right off the bat, something that you will not change no matter what.
I think there's some basic ones like football teams or sports teams.
That was one of the top of the list.
Beer brands and soda brands.
Toilet paper. Don't judge.
I know.
You got your football team. I got my toilet paper.
I got my Charmin Ultra.
Touchdowns.
Charmin Ultra. What's yours? Oh, touchdown.
Charmin Sensitive.
Oh, you like
it
sensitive?
It used to be the aloe, and then they got cheap and took the aloe out and made it sensitive. So I don't like it as much.
You just need to grow an aloe plant in your toilet room and then just dab a little on it. Your what?
Toilet room? It's called a bathroom?
Well, mine's got a little separate toilet
room.
It's
still a bathroom.
If you had like a eucalyptus plant right next to your toilet.
Not a eucalyptus plant, an aloe plant.
Oh, aloe. Sorry. Eucalyptus, though, would make it smell better.
That's not what aloe does. Aloe is a healing gel. Yeah.
But in some of those wipes, they have eucalyptus, don't they?
Never seen or heard of such a thing.
Oh, it's witch hazel. That's right. Witch hazel?
In wipes?
Yeah, on Tux medicated pads. That's to shrink your hemorrhoids.
You could have like a little seance in the bathroom. a witch standing over in the corner.
Oh, wow. Scares me sometimes.
Her name's Hazel.
How stupid.
Yeah. So, sports teams, obviously very loyal to that. You don't change. I mean, people will take that for a lifetime. But it confuses me when somebody will change up all of a sudden. It's like, you know, they come over and like, I thought you liked the Green Bay Packers. No, not anymore. I'm the Atlanta Falcons guy. And I'm like, what happened there?
I don't get it at all. I mean, the people change throughout the years. There's different people in charge, different people playing the game. Mm-hmm. And some of them don't even have a connection to the city of the team that they like.
Yeah.
It's just weird to me.
Now, there's some other interesting things that, of course, they did say political parties, too. They're very loyal to their political party, no matter what. Even if they think the other guy's better or girl's better.
That's not good.
I don't feel that way at all. I'm a mercenary. Whoever is offering the best package for what I think is right and wrong.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is where it kind of gets kind of funky, but they say regular coffee orders. They will do their coffee the same way every time if they're getting specialty coffees at a coffee shop.
I think that's true of almost any kind of stuff. Like if you like your eggs a certain way, you know, you're going to always order them over easy or sunny side up and stuff like that.
My order at a Mexican restaurant, I just realized I am very loyal to the chicken fajita nachos.
Every time.
Yeah. I'm very loyal to the chicken chimichanga.
Oh, yum.
I'm very loyal to the chips and salsa.
Everyone is.
Very loyal to the margaritas. I like to switch up foods, and I know there's times you get it. It's like, I should have got what I normally get, but I like a variety. I like my eggs cooked a variety of ways.
I do, too. Sometimes I want them scrambled. Sometimes I want them over easy.
Yeah,
sometimes
I want the yellow runny. Sometimes I eat them boiled.
The difference in that, though, is you're not getting surprised. Like when you order something on a menu that you hadn't tried before, you know what you're going to get with the different kind of eggs.
Sometimes I even like mine Eastered.
Oh, well, yeah.
Easter
all
eggs.
All kinds of different colors. Yeah.
I cannot do scrambled eggs.
Really?
There is something so gross about that.
Really? I think they're the easiest ones and the easiest to eat.
It makes me gag. It tastes too eggy. I can't do it.
They're not easy to eat on a sandwich, though.
No, then you need to kind of do like a over hard or something. Well, a fried egg that's hard.
According to my research that I just did, like there's always one person out of four that's really weird when it comes to eating eggs.
Sorry.
Yeah, Tom.
No. See, everybody likes scrambled eggs except for you. You're the only person I've ever met that does not like scrambled eggs.
I love eggs any other way you cook them, but there is something about scrambled eggs that just, ugh.
So scrambled eggs bother her, but like a sunny side up, runny fried egg is fine.
Let it drip down the side. Oh, I love it
Will
so
you
much.
You stab it and kill it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I do not like my white runny. But I love my yellow runny.
Yeah.
You can sop up your bread.
That's kind of how I feel about a cold.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Gross.
Okay, so what are we loyal to? Our phone carrier. 83% of the people said that.
Not me. I've been disgusted lately.
Have you?
I'm not going to name names because they might advertise with us, but I was with one company for years. They were the best. And then it was like someone flipped a switch and they turned to garbage. So then I switched to another company that I like the company, but their coverage isn't as good as I would like. And so I'm pretty much not happy ever with my phone carriers.
Don't you need coverage really to be from work to home and that's about it?
Sometimes you go on vacation, though, and then you're out of luck.
Oh, I put mine away.
Okay, and then last two here, kind of unusual. Well, the one is not. 82% said a hairstylist. You're going to your
that's true.
Hairdresser, the same person over and over again, because after they finally get it right, you're like, I don't want to change up now because that's a lot of homework.
Well, yeah, and it's weird. When I was younger, I was definitely one person, and I'd like follow them around or whatever. But as you get older, I don't know. It's like mowing the lawn. I used to do it perfect, but now I'm like, I'm going to do it again next week. So if I miss a spot, it don't matter.
It's going to grow back.
Right? Yeah. So my hairstylist had a baby, and I'm happy for her, but like it's a little selfish because now she's not doing hair anymore.
Oh, so. A lot selfish. She still could do hair.
I'm just kidding. I'm so happy for her, but like also, please. Do my hair again.
Honestly, you're not happy for her. It's in.
I am happy.
Yeah,
I'd be happier if she were still cutting my hair, though.
Now, here's one that was kind of big. It's probably guys and girls now, but the favorite shoe brands. 83% of people said that they are loyal to their favorite shoe brands.
I prefer some brands, but I wouldn't say I'm loyal.
Yeah, okay. But for the girls, I'm like, you guys got an assortment of shoe brands, don't you?
Yeah, Amazon. Anything on Amazon that's not overpriced. Yeah. Because shoes, it used to be worth it paying a little bit more, but a lot of them kind of fall apart now.
Yeah, yeah. And I've noticed that some folks and girls make fun of guys' shoes, like a certain brand, like they're wearing the New Balance shoes. They're like, oh, the old people's shoes. Old people's shoes.
I get that.
Yeah.
They're coming back around.
Do you wear New Balance?
No, actually, I threw them away. I donated them.
Okay.
I got tired of being made fun of.
My shoes are OG shoes. They're original because they're what Jesus wore. I wear the sandals.
Your mandals.
Yeah, I don't remember Jesus having socks on.
Well, he would have if they had socks back then.
Yeah, and they would have been called Jordans, right?
I don't know.
Because
the Jordan River?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I guess.
Okay. If you see Jesus like with that Michael Jordan pose with a basketball.
He would be more like on the cross.
Yeah,
imagine trying to play basketball against Jesus. You're just like, I'm going to sit on the bench.
Well,
he's not going to miss a shot.
That's true. That's true.
What would even be the point?
He'd be my favorite team.
There's a funny joke about him playing golf and then like, it sinks the perfect shot after it goes over the lily pads and all, but yeah. He would be good at golf, too.
That's a funny one.
I didn't tell the joke.
Oh, okay.
I'm glad.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I know that with great power comes great responsibility. The more power you have, the more opportunity you have to screw things up really big. And we've all had it happen at some point or another with a reply all. When we didn't mean to, and you end up sending a message that you thought was to one person, but it goes to some of the other people in that thread, and you did not want them to see your response.
Or even worse, you're talking smack about someone, and you accidentally text it to that person.
Oh, yeah.
Or you're talking smack about somebody, and they're standing right behind you, or they walk in on you.
Well, that's probably the original version of this. When you get electronic communications involved, it can get really bad really fast. And this lady had a problem that I thought was rather amusing. I want to share it with you and then talk about it.
Okay.
I just made an Evite for my daughter's first birthday party. And on Evite, it says import contacts. And I thought it meant import to select through. No, it imported all 487 of my contacts and invited them to this birthday party. Not only did it invite my boss, all of my coworkers, all of the people that have ever been stored in my phone, but it sent an invitation based off of how they're stored in my phone. And I want you to just take a second and think about everyone stored in your phone and how they're stored in your phone. Derek Irol, he received an invitation. Jess hit her car in parking lot. I have to quit or get into it.
So if you think about, if you look at your phone address book,
yeah,
there are people stored in there with a little note sometimes in their name that tells you who they are.
Oh, yeah. Do not answer.
Okay. Cato 100%. Mentioned that we were talking about earlier. He's got some people that it says do not answer. So if that happened to you, all these people would get this message and they would know that you were on their do not answer list.
I know I'm going to make you mad when I say this, but it would never happen to me because I never, anytime I see import contacts, I never do that.
That doesn't make me mad.
Usually because it's technology, I'm not accepting. Yeah, so, but I don't ever import contacts for anything.
Because sometimes you're like, hey, you got so-and-so's number. They'll send you the import or just the text part of it. You got the option. And so when they send that to you, like Tom will send me the whole contact information, how he's got labeled in his phone.
Okay.
And I'll download it to my phone.
Right.
I'll do the text, and anything beside that name, I delete.
Okay.
But most of mine have where I met them.
Uh-huh.
Whether it's ties
and
or
that would be
of fame
amusing
or
too.
Work
it's
or
like, oh yeah, so and so at the bar, you know. And I haven't looked at mine since I saw this, but I'm sure I have some people like you said, a lot of times it'll be like a thing to remind me where they work at or something.
I woke up with a number in my contacts saved as Bathroom Tiffany once.
Oh, yeah.
After a night at the bars. Uh-huh. And I had all these texts. It was like, it was so nice meeting you. I was like, all right, girl, we made friends.
I'm a little embarrassed to say I don't have very many of these names. I need to do it.
I got babysitter, like 3 or 4 babysitters in here. I got balloon, balloon guy, and that's Daniel. So he's got those big hot air balloons.
Right.
So someone got balloon guy. Does he like make animals out of balloons? What does he do? But I also got like if somebody owes you money, you put how much money they owe you in the contacts as well.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Tom, I'm a little disappointed because I must have deleted the do not answer ones because all of mine are just where. And now there are some people I have no clue who they are.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I'm in my L's and I don't see.
Yeah, mostly I have, like, it'll show where they work in the name.
Right.
But very rarely do I have any good descriptive stuff. I need to catch up to that because it seems like it would be lots of fun.
I haven't got neighbor.
Do y'all have any weird email addresses?
Goo Goo Dolls. I don't know who I met at the Goo Goo Dolls.
So you met that person at the Goo Goo Dolls.
Could have been one of the
Goo
Goo Dolls.
And that's you're trying to associate with them. I got you.
But
yeah.
If you think about it, you could do something pretty embarrassing that way if you did keep that kind of information in their name.
Absolutely.
I hate to say I'm boring. I was hoping I'd find something in there that was pretty incriminating.
Well, sometimes you might describe like how you remember that person. Like they might identify as someone that reminds you of a celebrity.
Right.
You put that name in there.
You could be like so-and-so / Harrison Ford or something.
Mm-hmm. Hulk, I got a balloon guy too.
Do you?
JD.
Okay.
I forgot.
I don't have a balloon guy.
I have from trips, from restaurants, from bars, from neighbors. It actually says neighbor.
Most of it is description of. Now I put birthdays. I'll put birthdays in the description too.
I got one that says speed racer. It was a Halloween party. Eric, he was dressed as a speed racer.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it makes sense actually because the more information you have about a person, the more likely you are later to go, okay, I know who that was. But just a name might not work. But if you can throw in where you met them at or something like that.
Big poofy hair gym or something like that.
Did you say poofy
hair gym?
Big poofy hair gym. Oh. He's got big poofy hair.
I need some manscaped.
I'm a little afraid to see you guys and what you wrote about me. Like Tom with man boobs or something like that.
No, that's good. Let me go down to tease. Oh, I got you just as turd.
Thanks.
Yeah.
At least it's still under the tease.
Oh, turd Tom.
I don't. Mad because I
feel like I've let myself down.
Like I said, I must have deleted the do not answer ones.
Yeah. Well, some things to remember. If they owe you money, that's a good thing to put in there.
Definitely.
Title of whatever they do if we're living. And I do have like my son's like moms, like the friends' moms' names.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, yes. It's for birthday parties and stuff like that.
Now, when I was younger and single, I would put down like any girl that I'd ever dated or something.
You'd write their kisses?
Well, I would actually just put like a bit of information to let me know how seriously we had been, and like if we had kissed or had we held hands or what had we.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of like, I guess, my little, you know, notch on the belt thing.
I think that's going to a better place. Like in your contacts, we should have rate our friends by 5 stars. Like if you want to talk to this person.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
actually.
Just like, okay, that guy's got a 3. I got a 3-star guy calling in right now. I don't want to answer that one.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Either put it in the thing or just put the little asterisk how many stars they get.
Yeah. This is a really good friend or not a good friend?
You're a 5-star friend.
Yes, you are.
Well, the really good ones are in my, you know, the fast
favorites.
Contacts.
Yeah,
favorites
list. But still, you know, you have some of them that are maybe need to be between that 4, 3, 2, or 1, and those could have their own stars.
Y'all are in my favorites list.
Are we?
Yeah. Because remember that time that I overslept and you couldn't get a hold of me because I had my phone on Do Not Disturb?
Uh-huh.
You all got entered into the favorites list after
so
that.
So now we can wake you up.
Yeah. Oh,
hold
no.
Hold on. I got to add it to a favorite. Yeah.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, try to imagine the last time you were given a flower. Did you bury your nose in that bouquet, close your eyes and inhale and smell? Why do you close your eyes?
I don't know if I do or not.
Yeah.
But I think it's like whenever you're lost in the car and you turn the radio down.
Yeah.
It's like you want to make sure you're not wasting any brain power on other senses.
Sure. Why do you do that? It's like I got to turn the radio down.
Well, your eyes get blurry being that close up. So you just close them so you can relax.
So why do we close our eyes? According to these scientists, it's our brain's way of tuning out noise.
What I kind of was saying.
We close our eyes. You're always right.
Well, I am.
We close our eyes when we're trying to remember a name, answer a difficult question, any moments of focus, like meditation or prayer, we close our eyes.
Well, if you think about it, your eyes are taking in a ton of information.
Yeah.
Your brain's having to process that, so you close them, and all of a sudden you've got more computing processing power to actually enjoy the or sense the other thing.
It's kind of the same thing if you're trying to think of something and you look away from the person you're talking to. Do y'all ever do that? Where it's like, if you're making eye contact, it's too much focus that way. So I'll be like, well, oh yeah.
I was thinking it was like when you turn the radio down to look for an address.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, like when you close your eyes to smell a rose kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
Are you guys
okay.
even paying attention?
Actually, I close my eyes when I'm trying to find my road. I'm like, I wonder where my road is.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah. Away.
You know what? I had my eyes closed earlier. Sorry.
Well, you know, it's our brain's way of blocking out visual stimuli, they say, attempting to remove distractions and also tuning out visual noise that we all have. Closing your eyes can fuel imagination and creativity as well. So it can even cause inspiration to strike. And creative ideas seem often to appear when we close our eyes or stare at a blank wall or gaze out the window.
Yeah, it's like at the beach. You're looking out at the ocean, listening to the waves, relaxing.
Or like in school when they were like, Tori has ADD because I was looking out the window. I was just being creative.
There you go. Well, we stumble on, I guess, another topic that says, what do kids do? Like, when children close their eyes, why do they close their eyes? What's the reasons they close their eyes? And it's a lot like even an adult.
So your parents don't see you roll them?
Okay.
That Some could be little one. Kids do it because they think they become invisible.
Yeah, it's like hide and seek. It's like you can't see me if I close my eyes and they're just standing right there in front of you. Yeah.
That's because kids are stupid.
So something.
It's like when you play hide and seek and they're hiding in behind the curtains and you can see their feet down there.
And kids, if you're listening right now, he's not talking about you.
I bet your kids had so much fun playing with you growing up.
They didn't for some reason.
Okay. So number one things we do, or kids do, they close their eyes to sleep. Number one thing, obviously. Pray. Yeah, always closing their eyes. And then it's always funny when you're praying at the table and one of the kids calls the other one out for not having their eyes closed. You're like, well, how did you know? Jimmy didn't have his eyes closed.
These seem incredibly obvious. Are there some more interesting like ones as to why you close your eyes? What are they doing that we wouldn't guess? Because, I mean, of course you close your eyes to sleep.
Yeah, I'm getting to those.
I just roll my eyes and y'all don't even see it.
Swim.
You just blinked at us.
Swim is a reason that they close their eyes. A lot of times you'll go underwater.
Water from getting in your eyes and
I know
them.
But a lot of people they swim with their eyes open underneath water.
I have in the pool.
Yeah, and you're trying to get that Band-Aid that's floating by you.
Also, obviously, when they're getting their hair shampooed or taking a bath, or you know, you close your eyes for that.
This is a very interesting list.
Is it?
I mean, in a way that, like, how did this become a list?
I know.
You know, if you I'm sorry, I was thinking about being at the salon, and when you laid back and they're washing your hair, it'd be kind of creepy for you to just stare up at them.
I've done that before.
Lock eyes with them.
They told me not to do it anymore.
Yeah. They say also when they take medicine, kids will close their eyes for that, like, because it's going to taste bad.
You know, you're right. Mm-hmm. Do a tequila shot. You close your eyes because you're like...
Okay. Which is interesting because we know that you close your eyes to focus more on other senses. You would think you wouldn't want to focus on that sense.
Oh, yeah. Going forward, you just stare at each other.
I don't know.
You close your eyes when you're getting a shot at the doctor's office. Don't
I turn
you?
My head.
I do too. I don't want to look at that. Uh-uh. Obviously, when you blow out a candle at a birthday party, you close your eyes to make that wish. And then hide from monsters was also mentioned. The one thing that I thought was very interesting is when they ride rides, like at the fair or at an amusement park, and I can identify with that. I'll get on a roller coaster, and I close my eyes most of the time going, I don't know why I got on this roller coaster, and it's going up and down and all over the place. Not even enjoying the ride. My eyes are just closed.
You're praying.
Okay, Lord, just get me through this ride. Yeah. Get me through this ride.
It's also to dampen the amount of fear, because if you see the turn coming up or the drop coming up, it makes it worse. But if you just close your eyes, you're not taking in as much of the scare.
Absolutely.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, I think I leave mine open.
I know. A lot of people raise their hands up in the air, wave them like they just don't care, keep their eyes wide open. They got their mouth, you know, screaming as they go down. You see the pictures all the time after you get off the ride. But for me, it's like my eyes are closed. I'm clenched to the seat. I'm like, I just want to get off here.
Well, you ride the Superman at Six Flags because you're flying in the air. You're kind of horizontal.
And it's like, why do you even do that?
Looking down straight at the ground.
You guys do it for enjoyment. I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy this, but I'm going to stand in line for 2 hours, close my eyes, and wish I was not on this ride.
We had a fast pass.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's I almost regretted it, but it's the first time I've ridden a big roller coaster in so long, I wanted to see if I would die on there.
It's I think you feel proud whenever you get done. You're like, I managed to do that even though I was scared.
Exhilarating.
So those are the main reasons we close our eyes. Yeah.
Okay. I rolled mine again.
We saw Tori closed her eyes for like a 30 seconds.
Make her keep her eyes open.
Okay.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.